Proverbs 31. And Brother Brian Baldwin, would you please pray for us this morning?
Lord Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity to meet together and to hear more about your word, Lord. And we praise you, we love you, and we pray that you can offer something to us today that we can take and use in our lives. We love you and we praise you.
Amen. So we've been talking about imparting wisdom to our children. And we went through Proverbs chapter 31, the first portion last time. And basically this is a mother giving some counsel, giving some wisdom to her son, right? And she gave her, basically she's telling her son what, you know, what he needs to do, how he needs to act, what would be good for him to be like, the kind of man he needs to be, the kind of king he should be. And then he goes on, and that's kind of what we're going to look at today. She gives him an example of what kind of woman you should look for, right, in marriage. What kind of woman should you look for when you're going to get married? I mean, this is, I think, a very important thing for us to teach our children. I think we need to teach our children that who we marry is important. Yeah. Hey, that's a big deal. It's a big step in life. And you know, we want to prepare our children for this moment when they're going to choose who to marry. And the reason we need this, we need so much teaching for our children is because our children basically have a span of maybe, you know, from the time they're one till they're 13 years old, where they're just absorbing and they're gaining, they're building their worldview, the way they view the world during these young early years. And we need to be a part of that. We as parents need to teach our kids how to see the world. Because if not, if we don't do it, the world is gonna give them what, just, it's gonna be like whatever comes out, comes out. And the worldview today is just, you know, nihilism. It's like, well, life has no meaning. That's basically what the worldview is right now. And so, this is what kids are actually thinking these days. You know, right now we have one of the highest rates of attempted suicides amongst the youth. Isn't that crazy? I mean, you think youth have it great, right? I mean, they have everything that anybody would have desired and, you know, before in the past, and yet the suicide rate and desire and thoughts and just depression is at an all-time high. Well, it's because of the worldview, and so we need to have a great impact in how our children view the world so that they can understand that there's purpose in life. Yeah. It's not about nothing. It's not meaningless. There's a reason to live. And that's what we can give our children. And so we want to impart this wisdom to them. And one of those very important parts in life is getting married.
That's right.
Getting married and having a family, building a family, having children. This is a great, great importance in life. It's a great meaning. It's a great deal. And so here, I think what you have is the mother gives her son some wise words for him, and then also explains what a good woman looks like. And who doesn't want their children, who doesn't want their child to marry a very good spouse? Don't you want a good spouse for your child? I want my daughter to marry the best man out there. I want my children to have real good wives, you know? I mean, this is what we want for our children. And I think it's also, on that note, we should be praying for this.
Yes.
I think since the time our kids are small, probably since the time they're born, we should start praying that God would prepare a spouse for them. Somewhere, Lord, start dealing with some other person and build them up to be the person they need to be so that my son, my daughter can marry them.
Yes.
May the Lord provide good spouses to our children. That's a great prayer I think we should be praying. But we should be teaching them what to look for, right? And basically this mother is telling her son, you know, don't, be careful. Don't give your strength to women, right? Don't just go out looking for loose women. You need a good, strong woman that fears the Lord, a good woman that, you know, you gotta be careful of beauty, of all this, you know, apparent, you know, beauty that they're all just fixing themselves up to look nice. Basically this mom is saying there's something much deeper, much more important you should be looking for. And she gives this list that we find here in Proverbs 31. And it's quite a list. It is quite a list. Maybe one of the least favorite chapters for women, probably. They're like, wow, you know. But hey, it gives us a goal, right? Something to shoot for. And we should, you know, women should strive to be like the Proverbs 31 woman. Men should strive to be like Jesus. I mean, hey, we should shoot and we should strive to be this. Amen. Now, while we're teaching, right, what our children should be looking for in marriage, what they should be looking for whenever they're looking for a spouse, we should have to make this point. And she tells them, right, who can find a virtuous woman? She's talking to her son. It has to be said that men should be looking for women. And women should be looking for men. I know it sounds like a laughing matter, but it's not anymore. Right. There's great confusion on this point. Amen. It seems like this doesn't mean anything anymore. But a man should be looking for a woman. This is what marriage looks like. It's a great thing that is overcoming the world about having a same-sex partner. Marriage between men and men, or marriage between women and women, this is not the design of God.
Right.
I'm sorry to say that, but it's a bad thing, it's a wrong thing, it's a wrong way of thinking, and homosexuality is harmful.
That's right.
We need to teach our children this. They need to be aware of this. According to a study, it was reported by the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, the LGBT adults were 3 to 6 times more likely than heterosexual adults to report suicidal thoughts, plans, and attempts. 3 to 6 times more likely to want to commit suicide. Listen, homosexuality isn't as pretty as they're painting it on TV. It's not all colorful and things like they want to make it out to be. It is harmful. And you can say, and you know, one of the things can be said, well, it's because we blame the pressures that heterosexuals are giving. It's just the pressures are too hard. We're making them suicidal because we're so horrible towards them. Listen, I don't know how you want to spin it, but the point is, homosexuality is harmful. It brings out so many problems. It's so difficult and there's so many problems associated with it. It's very harmful. And so we just need to make sure our children understand this. They need to know. And I do not believe it's the pressure that is causing all this, this problem. I don't believe it's the pressures that are causing the suicidal thoughts. I don't think that's true. There's actually, I think, pressure coming the opposite way. And there's pressure all over, and it shouldn't cause suicidal thoughts. I mean, just one thing we want to teach our children is they should be virgins until they're married. Shouldn't this be something that we have a goal to do? This would be good for marriages. This would be good for families all over. Why don't we want to be virgins until we're married? But you know what the pressure, social pressure, and the push is? The push is for you to sleep around. That's a real pressure that's all around. Just turn on the TV and I'm sure you're going to find out that it's about somebody they meet and they wake up in bed the next day. This is pressure to have our kids commit fornication. Why is there pressure for this? Why is this a pressure upon our children? It should not be, but it is. And children that want to stay, maintain their sexual purity until they're married are going to get bullied. They're going to be made fun of.
That's true. Yeah.
There's pressure all over. But the truth is, homosexuality is a sin, and it is harmful. Just like drunkenness is a sin and it's harmful, just like getting addicted to drugs is harmful, you have to beware of this. And while we're teaching our kids all about this, we always remember that destructive sin can be forgiven. That's the great thing about teaching our kids about sin, is because we can teach them about sin, and then we can teach them about the forgiveness that there is in Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter how far you've gone down some road. Listen, there is forgiveness in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He can change your life. He can transform you. You repent of your sin and He can fix it.
Amen.
And that goes for all sin. And so, This is all stuff that we need to be open to talk about with our children. And that's one thing, again, I'm trying to refresh us on. Our children need to be talked to, because these things, although they are uncomfortable, they're necessary.
Amen.
They're necessary. At a very young age, it is necessary. Okay, so here's the list. We have chapter 31 of Proverbs, and we've got quite a woman here. But again, I am not going to be teaching on women or how a wife should be. I'm going to take this opportunity to teach the character traits that you want your son or daughter to look for in a spouse, right? I'm going to take this opportunity to teach the traits, the character that you want your kids to be like. Because remember, if you're wanting a woman that is looks like this, you're going to have to be quite a man. You're going to have to be quite a man for that woman to look at you. You can't be some, you know, lazy loser and expect to get this kind of woman. I know some of you have been able to do that, but don't expect your children to do that. So you're gonna have to be quite a man. You're gonna have to be quite a woman. The truth is, you want a good husband, you want a good wife, you're gonna have to work on yourself. You wanna be as good of character as the woman you're looking for. Is that not true? It is true. So let's take a look at this and see some of these things we should be seeking to instill in our children. Children, this is what you should be like, and this is what you should look for when you're looking for a husband or a wife. Verse 10 says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." Again, this is valuable. She is telling us, this is valuable, son. This is what you're looking for. You're not out looking for riches and money, gold, all that. That is not really valuable. A good woman, a good husband, somebody with a lot of character is really valuable. That's what you're looking for. That's what you want. It says, "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil." One of the things we should teach our children is they should be faithful. You know, wouldn't it be nice to have a marriage where you're not wondering where he is all the time?
That's right.
Where you're not scared, who's he with, and where is he, where is she, who's she off with, did she run off with somebody? You're not scared of that. Your heart is fully trusting in her. Her heart is fully trusting in you. This is the type of marriage you want. And so you need to learn that faithfulness is important.
Amen.
Marriage means something. It means that you have given yourself to that person for life.
Amen.
And you're going to be faithful to him. You're going to be faithful to her. This is what you want in a marriage. This is what you want when you're looking for somebody to marry. You want somebody that's faithful. And we want to teach this to our children. Teach how important faithfulness is. And you know, there's no better way to teach than to just live this out in your own marriage.
Man.
Your children seeing this in you will teach them the value of faithfulness. Trustworthiness. It says he trusts her, right? And it says, he shall have no need of spoil. I think trustworthiness is like also taking good care of things. Her husband just trusts her. And he has no need of spoil. Basically, I think this is instilling in our kids that they need to learn how to take care of things. They need to learn how to not be wasteful. They need to learn how to not be reckless and imprudent and just prodigal, where they're wasting all that they have. They need to learn how to take care of their things. Wouldn't this be the way to live? Isn't this the way you want to live your life, where you're taking care of things? And, you know, the wife should not have to worry if she's going to have money because the husband is out wasting it on everything he sees.
Right.
The woman should not live that way. A woman should not be worried, is the husband going to come home with money, or is he going to go off and drink and spend it all with his friends? That should not be a worry that a woman has, because men and women should learn how to live in a prudent way where they don't waste money and they don't waste stuff. They have no need of spoil. They have no need of going and figuring things out because the husband or the wife wasted it all. Verse 12 says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. We need to teach our children how to be selfless. And again, you know, while we're teaching our children these all come back to us. Because if we're teaching something and then we're living a different way, that's just counterproductive. That's not really helping anything. Being a hypocrite is not helping much. Now listen, if all you can do is say it. But the best thing to do to teach is to live it. And if they see that you are selfless, that's the best chance that you can have, that they're going to live that way. Selfless, sacrificial. She's going to do you good and not evil all the days of your life. He's gonna care about her and work for her and love her and sacrifice himself for her. That is the way that marriage should be.
Amen.
This is what charity is. This is what love really looks like. I know love has become a word that we just use full of emotion and it's just been, you know, stepped on. It's just been massacred what that word love means. Love really means this sacrificial, selfless care for somebody else where you're willing to put them first and do them good and not evil all the days of their life. That's love. That's love. And that's what you want when you're looking for somebody to marry. You know, I think we should teach our daughters not to be so excited about charming words, where some guy can just walk up and he's a real sweet talker and he can get her all excited because he talks so nice. Listen, that's not love. Just because they can sweet talk doesn't mean much. They need to show you love is an actual action. Love is actually caring about you and not caring about themselves. If a man wants to touch you and fill you up, guess what? He is not thinking about you. He's thinking about himself, and that is not love.
That's right.
Girls, you need to know this. You need to understand that. Love. It's a selfless care for somebody else. That's what we need to be teaching our children. That's what we need to work on ourselves. This is what we want to be like. This is the goal we should be shooting for. Selfless, sacrificial, real love. Verse 13 says, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Wow, you know, hey, how about this for some character? How about this for somebody that you're looking to marry? Somebody that's willing to work hard. Isn't this what somebody should look like? Somebody who's gonna seek wool and flax and gonna work willingly with their hands. I don't think we should be afraid of hard work. And this is something that you have to teach your children to do. Because if you don't teach your children to do hard work, guess what? They're gonna be afraid of hard work. And so, hey, there's something needs to be done. Let's do it. Hard work. Learn how to work. This is something that we need to teach our children how to work hard. And this is something that I think we may overlook because we think childhood is about having fun. And listen, there is a point of childhood where it's about having fun, and I don't think we should not let our kids have fun. But it's not just about having fun. Our kids should learn how to work.
Amen.
I think it's Lamentation that says, I don't even know how it says in English, it's good for a young man to,
to
bear the yoke in his youth. It's good for this. It's good for our children to learn how to work hard with their hands so that whenever something comes up and something has to be done, so our kids aren't like, well, I'm too good for that. I'm never going to go do that, you know? Hey, get down, get dirty, do what needs to be done because work has to be done and somebody's going to have to do it.
Yeah.
And who's going to do it? We want to marry somebody that's going to be willing, because if they're going to have sacrificial love, that means some work's going to have to be done. So teach your son, teach your daughter how to work hard. Verse 14 says, she is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. And I just thought, you know, how resourceful is this woman? She's resourceful. She knows what's going to be needed, and she goes to great lengths to get it. How about teaching our children how to be resourceful? It's interesting how kids are so easy to just give up on things. Hey, go do this. And like they come back 10 minutes later and they haven't done it and you're like, what's happening? What's wrong? Well, I didn't find this one piece and so I didn't know what to do and I couldn't do it and so I didn't. Hey, come on, find a way, get things done. I don't know how hard it's going to be. I don't care what you have to do. Go find a way to get things done. Be resourceful. Don't just sit around and think, well, too bad, it's not right in front of me, so I can't do it.
Right.
That's not the attitude to have. The attitude to have is, hey, this needs to get done and I'm going to do it. What lengths do I have to go to? I'm going to have to get on merchant ships or go find something far off. I'm going to do it. Let's get things done. Be resourceful. Let's teach our kids these things. She riseth up also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. And we need to teach our children responsibility. Be reliable. Be dependable. Right?
That's right.
Listen. Children, don't give in to laziness. This is something that Proverbs is all about, right? All over the problems. Don't give in to laziness. Don't be lazy. Laziness wants to creep up. Laziness wants to keep you in bed. But you need to learn how to be responsible, dependable. Do something. You got something to do. So get up and do it. This is what we should be teaching our children. Responsibility. Get up and do it. This is very good. And also, she's not only getting up and doing something for herself, but she's preparing for herself and she's preparing for other people during the day. She gets up to provide meat for her household and give portions to her maidens. Wow! She's getting up early because she's got things to do and she's gonna be responsible about it and she's taking care of others so that they can get ready for their day. What an amazing What an amazing person here is described. What an amazing woman. What an amazing person we should be. And so to start with, I think we should teach our children that people depend on you, but it all starts with yourself. Guess what? You depend on you.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Let's start with that. How about start with that? You depend on you. Guess what? If you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. If you're not the one that sees the value and the importance of doing something, nobody else is going to be around you 24/7 to make you and to give you and to inspire you. You're going to have to learn how to be responsible for yourself.
Right.
Stop depending on other people to be responsible for you. This is something we have to teach our children. It's interesting to me why there's so many influencers now. It's like, it's just like a big demand for influencers. It's so many people that are depending on motivational speeches.
Yeah.
And not that those are bad, but the thing is that you gotta get to a point where you're past that. It's why are so many people needing these motivational speeches? They should be receiving this when they're young. Hey, you need to work and you need to learn how to depend on yourself because you can't depend on everybody else. So you gotta work. You gotta get up. You gotta stop being lazy. And then this responsibility and dependableness is what gives our children purpose in life. You gotta teach them, hey, there's a reason to get up in the morning.
Amen.
There, that was another study that showed that millennials, many millennials just, they feel like they don't, I think it was 70%, and I'll have to look at that. If you want some, we can look into it. But I think it was 70% of millennials responded that they just didn't know why to get up in the morning. They didn't have a reason. Why do I get up? No purpose in life, no direction, nothing to do. Why? Well, it needs to be taught when you're young. Hey, get something to do. And it really doesn't matter a whole lot what. Just, you need to pick something out and get to going, get to doing it. And the other things will fall in place, right? If you're like, hey, all I know how to do is, you know, work on cars. Well, start working on cars. Make that your goal. Make that a priority. Make that a responsibility and go for it and do it and do the best you can. And who knows? Maybe somewhere along the line, that'll change. Something else will come up. But if you just sit around thinking, oh, I haven't found my goal in life, what the best thing for me is. That's not a good way to live.
Amen.
Of course it's hard to get up in the morning when you have no purpose, when you have no goal. So let's teach responsibility. Let's teach reliability and dependability.
Amen.
Giving obligations to our children. And, you know, teaching them that that's great reward. There's great reward for fulfilling obligations, isn't there? That produces confidence. That produces purpose. Whenever you have things to do and you get up and you do them, it makes you feel good.
Amen.
It makes you feel good. So let's be responsible. Let's teach your children responsibility. Let's look at verse 16. And I know probably each one of these could have, you know, a whole message by themselves. But this woman that is depicted here has a lot of character strengths, right? Has a lot of things that we can learn from, good traits. So verse 16 says, she considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. So I just thought of industrious. This woman is industrious. Also look at verse 24 while we're looking at that. It says, she maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. I mean, she's industrious. She's the woman that's like, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this. I'm going to buy this field and I'm going to plant this and I'm going to build this and I'm going to make this and I'm going to go sell this. She's doing something and she's selling things. We can teach our kids how to be industrious, how to actually do things and accomplish things. Again, these things help our children to find out that they actually are capable of things. Wow, do you know that your child can do things?
Yes.
You probably think your kid can't fold clothes. I saw a video of a 2-year-old folding clothes. He boom, boom. And they can do things, man. If you just teach them how to do things, they can do things. And so you want to teach your kids, they can actually be industrious. They can be valuable. Guess what? They can contribute.
Amen.
They don't just have to be moochers. They can contribute. They can do things for you. Mother, if your kids are older, let's just put it older, you can decide the age, but you're doing everything around the house. You probably haven't taught them well.
That's right.
Because they can do things. Guess what? They can help you wash the dishes. They can help you wash clothes. They can help you do all these things. They can do these things. But if they're not taught to, they're not going to. If they just thought that they can sit around and do nothing, no contribution, and it's okay, then they're just not going to do anything. Hey, if I have a choice, why should I do anything? But no, how about teach them, hey, you can actually contribute to the family. You can do things, and you can build, you can make, you can work, and you can help out.
Amen.
And again, this all produces good character in your child. It gives them confidence. Because they're not just mooching off you. They can contribute. How about teaching them that they can build instead of destroying? Destroying is so easy. But building, that takes some effort. And that's what children need to learn. Children are natural destroyers. You don't have to do anything. You just let them run around. They will destroy everything you own. Right? I mean, the house is just gonna, you know, you get new couches, those are gonna be destroyed. Anything you get, your kids are gonna be able to destroy. How about we teach them how to build?
Amen.
How to do things that actually make contribution instead of hurting. And so these are just things to teach your kids how to be industrious. They can do things. Verse 17. Says, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Another thing, another trait to teach our children is endurance. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arm. Do you not think that this woman is doing a lot? I mean, just by the half of the chapter that we've read, it looks like she's got a lot going on.
Yes, she does.
I think I would be very tired at this point. But she girds her loins with strength and she keeps on going. She strengthens her arm and says, let's go, let's keep going. This is endurance, boy. Yeah. And this needs to be taught. This is like an actual exercise of the mind and of the body where you keep going and you going and you build and you build and you build until you have the capability to endure hard work for a long period of time.
Amen.
And it doesn't just come naturally. You're going to have to teach your kids to do this.
Yep.
Oh, but I already did a lot. Well, guess what? At 30 years old, they're going to say the same thing. I'm tired. I just want to go to bed.
That's true.
We need to keep going. Keep going. Build it. Guess what? Today you're tired. You keep going. Tomorrow you're going to get a little further. And if you keep going, you're going to be able to outwork everybody. I've got a woman that is just like this. She can outwork everybody. She outworks me. And I'm like, oh, I'm tired. But she keeps on going. She can't go to bed until the house is spotless. So she'll stay up till 11 or 12 mopping. And I'm thinking, what are we doing? It's going to get dirty tomorrow. But she was taught when she was young, you just keep working. And this is what you can do with your children. You can teach them to endure. And you can endure a lot of things. And you endure hardship, not just work. You can endure even problems with friends, problems with people, the way they're talking to you. You can endure. You can endure these afflictions.
Amen.
You gotta be strong. Let's teach our children this.
Amen.
Guess what? People are going to make fun of you. Hey, that's no surprise. What do we teach our children? You can't change what other people think about you. You can't change what other people say about you. The only thing you have control of is you.
Right.
So you keep on going. You be strong. You put it off and you work and you go forward.
Amen.
We can teach our children how to endure and how to have strength and to continue on. Verse 18 says, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Now, maybe this is talking about what she makes, you know, her merchandise that she's making, or it's talking about what she buys, the merchandise that she buys. But whatever it is, I think it's talking about prudence. She's prudent. She's wise. She's careful. She's paying attention to what she buys. She's making sure it's a good thing. She's making sure it's what she needs. She's not buying a candle that's just going to run out at night. She's not going to buy. She's going to get things, and she's going to be prudent and wise and careful. You know, just to teach your children how to be like this.
That's right.
How to be prudent, careful, and wise. In everything that we do, it takes some diligence on our part that we don't get scammed.
Right.
She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. She's gonna, I mean, look, don't you go, you go to a store and you look at it, this one's not good. Look at it. Look at what it has. It has a tear. And somebody else might just grab it and go, hey, why don't we be careful what we're buying? Why don't we actually pay attention? Why don't we put, some effort into everything that we do? I think this is what this woman is like. She puts effort into everything that she's doing and she's prudent and wise and careful. Careful that people, and you know, this is just, you can teach your kids that, hey, there's scammers out there. They're just trying to get your money. And it's crazy. We have to teach these things because if we don't, we're going to be naturally susceptible to them. And you know, one of the things about teaching kids to trust people or teaching kids to have trust, and if you have this natural inclination to trust, you might be scammed and fooled. If you ever receive a text message from UPS that says, hey, your package was delayed, press this link to get it, don't open it. UPS doesn't send out text messages to tell you that. Okay? But you know how many people we get coming in the store every day saying, well, I got this message and I pressed it. Where's my package? I'm like, are you expecting a package? No, but I got a message. Listen, don't just fall for these things. Be prudent. Be careful. Think about these things. And we can teach our children so that they don't fall for these things. 19 says, she layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She's a skillful woman. She's going out. She's buying land. She's doing this. She's doing that. And now here she is. She's making clothes, right? She's able to go to the spindle and make clothes and do all these things. Guess what? Children can be talented and skillful. They just need practice. Yeah. Practice. Boy, if you teach your kids how to sew, they'll learn how to sew. You teach your kids how to hit something with a hammer or hit a nail with a hammer. That'd be the best thing to teach them. Hit a nail with a hammer. They'll learn how to nail, right? If you teach your kids anything, you can teach them and they can learn skills that are valuable for life. Amen. But she didn't just wake up one day and had the ability to do all these things. Her parents taught her how to do things. Not everybody can, you know, be a natural piano player. Some people, most people, have to be taught how to do these things. So, we need to teach our children how to be skillful. We need to practice things with them. Give them things to do so that they can learn.
Amen.
Verse 20, that's where we are. Verse 20 says, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. Wouldn't you want a gracious, giving person?
Yes. Amen.
That's an amazing thing. That's an amazing thing. That you can see somebody in need, and instead of just begrudgingly, you know, withholding from them, you can actually have a gracious spirit where you're wanting to help out. You're wanting to take care. You're wanting to give. Again, this is the type of person you want. You want somebody that's giving and gracious. Has not God been gracious to you? Can you not give freely as God has been given freely to you? We need to be gracious. We need to be giving. And we need to teach our children how to do this.
That's right.
We can teach our children how to do this. Verse 21 and 22 says, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. She's not afraid of the winter because her kids are going to be clothed for the winter because she prepares clothes for them. She's prepared, a prepared woman. And we want to teach our children how to be prepared, how to see the future, how to see what's coming. Hey, winter's coming. You need to be prepared for it. And so we can prepare. We need to teach our children this. She was good and prepared, and not only just prepared with clothes, she had well clothed, right? She had fine apparel, scarlet, silk, and purple. She did good. She did a good job. We can teach our children this, how to be prepared. How about verse 23? It says, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. Now, you know, if we are talking about a marriage, it is interesting that she's out working and doing all these things, and you know where he is. He's sitting at the gate. Wow.
Sounds right.
That's interesting.
Sitting at the gate.
How about learn how to be humble and helpful? This is an interesting thing. This woman is working hard. She's doing and taking care of a lot of things. And then her husband is known at the gates. Her husband is sitting at the gates. He's got a prominent place, and she's happy about that. That takes humility for you to help somebody and lift somebody else up, and you be behind, because you know what's said, right? Behind every great man is a great woman. And this has got a lot of truth to it. You are able to help somebody else and take care of them and get them to a prominent place, and then your name isn't even mentioned. They're looked upon and they're glorified and they got all this. This is going to take some humility. This is going to take you to be humble, and you will be able to let that other person be lifted up. You know, this is the truth, is if you aren't desirous that your husband or your wife be successful, then there's something wrong. You get mad because, oh, people are mentioning him or her, and they're not even talking about me. What's wrong with you? Why don't we want our partner, our husband, our wife to be lifted up, to be successful, to be the best they can?
Amen.
And who cares if you don't get recognition?
Right.
This requires humility. And this is going to take work. This is going to be something you teach your kids from the time they're young, how to be humble. Jesus said, learn from me, right? How was Jesus? Meek. What? How could it be? Jesus was meek and lowly. And we can't be meek and lowly? We can't care about somebody else? We can't be desirous of lifting somebody else up?
Amen.
Why don't we care about the other person and the success of the other person? I think that would be a good way to live. And I think this is what we should teach our children to be like.
Amen.
And to seek after. You don't want somebody that's just always putting you down and lifting himself up. You don't need that. If your daughter is this woman, you need to tell your daughter, listen, I'm going to teach you what kind of man you're supposed to be looking for. And you don't want a proud man who's just going to be putting you down while lifting himself up. You don't want that kind of man. So let's learn some humility and desiring to help somebody else out, help our spouse out. 25 is another thing that says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. This just talks to me again about persistence, right? Continual. She continues in these things. She dresses right every day, right? Like putting on the new man. She puts on her clothes. What she dresses is she dresses with strength and honor. She's got integrity. She knows what she needs to be. She knows what she needs to do, and she does it, and she keeps doing it. And guess what? In time, right? She shall rejoice in time to come. Maybe right now you're not getting all the recognition. Maybe right now you're not getting it all. Maybe right now it's hard work and it's tough and it's difficult. But guess what? We keep on going. We're persistent, because in time we will rejoice. In time it will come around. You want to be this person with these good traits, even though it doesn't look good maybe at the moment. Continue in them.
Amen.
Be humble, even though right now it doesn't look good, but keep being humble. Be this and be that, but just keep going.
Amen.
So, in time, right, she shall rejoice. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. How about this for all of us to work on and teach our children?
Amen.
How to open our mouths with kindness.
Yeah.
How to open our mouth and not have backbiting and fighting and constant hurting and belittling. How about we open our mouth with kindness?
Amen.
Let's be slow to speak, slow to wrath, slow to anger. Right? For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Let's learn how to open our ears more and be slow to speak, because those that are slow to speak will probably speak with wisdom when they do. Instead of just spouting out what first comes into our mouths. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and that's what we need to do. That's what we need to work on. That's what we need to teach our children, and that's what our children should be looking for when they're looking for a spouse.
Amen.
She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Again, she's a hard worker. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. You know what? I think this kind of character, this kind of person, this kind of woman needs to be thanked. Needs to be praised. Needs to be admired. We should admire this type of person. We should admire this woman. And maybe that's not done as often as it should, but it should be done. She should be praised. Her children should rise up and call her blessed. And her husband also should praise her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised.
Amen.
A woman that feareth the Lord. Listen, there's a whole lot of other spiritual characteristics that we need to continue teaching our children. Our children need to learn these things. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and they need to learn this. And this is the priority whenever you are seeking somebody to marry. Find somebody that fears the Lord. Find somebody that loves the Lord. This is what we should be teaching our children. If you're looking for a wife, if you're looking for a husband, take notes. Look for this kind of person.
Amen.
Take notes. You need to be this kind of person if you want this person to marry you. So, just another guide, some wisdom for us to teach our children and work on ourselves, because there's a lot to work on here in this chapter of Proverbs.